And we are back on The Mountain Gardener, your host, Ken Lane, every week. And the beauty of having a studio right here at the Garden Center is when one of your best sales reps comes in, the guy that is in charge of the Lexus, the Cadillac, the best of the best as far as plant growing, Jim Roop, is coming to train our staff. I thought, Jim, you've got to share some of that with our listeners. This is great stuff. They want to know this stuff. So Jim Roop with Monrovia Growers is here. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Ken. Happy to be here. Appreciate it.
So now tell us to just background for us, just interest for folks. You've been in the grower business, the agribusiness, for how many years, or how'd you get into this?
How we got into it. Actually, one of your employees asked me this, one of your new employees asked me this today when I was talking to her. And it started in high school. I was in ag classes in our high school.
Really?
I was fortunate. My high school in San Diego had agriculture class. So I took that and started falling in love with plants.
Yeah.
And one December, senior year, he said, hey, one of the local garden centers needs help for cut Christmas trees.
Of all things.
So
dead plants, selling dead things, cut from the roots.
So sure, that sounds good. And I think he hired about six people for help.
Yeah.
Grunts like me. And he kept two that showed promise. And luckily I was one of them.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with plants and learning about them at the garden center. And I stayed with the company, worked my way up to assistant manager and then to manager of a couple other stores.
Wow.
That's in the San Diego area. And then the Monrovia sales rep that I used to buy from, he said, hey, Jim, you should come work for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I thought about it and I said, sure, I'll do that. And so I started with Monrovia in 1988, I think, up in our Oregon location.
Yeah.
So last year I just had
Moved from San Diego.
Yeah.
Went to Oregon. Started as a sales rep there.
Yep.
Married and kids at that point? Or you're still single, young buck?
I met my lovely wife up there.
Ah.
Which today is actually our 33rd anniversary.
Happy anniversary. That's awesome. Congratulations.
She was actually working at Monrovia when we met. So one of those.
So you like dating the staff.
So. Yeah. One of those fun love stories, you know.
That's great.
That's where I started at, so I think 36 years ago, because last year I had my 35th anniversary with Monrovia. So anyways, I started out in San Diego as a sales rep. Now I'm in, I've been in Prescott since 2001.
Yeah.
Working with you for
all that time.
23 years. Yeah.
The whole time.
So yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Jim, he represents Monrovia for the entire state of Arizona. So large state, growing state. So you've got a diverse plant mix that you deal with, but you choose to live right here in Prescott.
Yeah. So. It's the best place to live in Prescott. I mean, Arizona.
Yeah.
It's, as my wife calls it, the livable part of Arizona. So we get a taste of winter, but it's not bad at all.
Right.
And
warms right up.
Warms up. And it's not too hot. And we get summer rains. And our climate is conducive here to growing a lot of plants.
Yes, it really is. It
really is.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a customer, and she's like, oh, we're zone 7, right? And I said, yeah. But I said, there's a fair amount of zone 8 plants we can grow here, like a Raphaelyptus.
Yeah.
And some other zone 8s. Not every zone 8 plant will grow in Prescott, but the reason we can grow a fair amount of zone 8 plants is we have a wonderful acclimation period where we start cooling off to freezing in end of September, early October.
Yeah.
And you have 2 months of, mild freezing temperatures, so nothing too radical. The plants really start to go into dormancy. And then by the time we have any real cold, a lot of plants, they do fine. Even some
people that acclimate.
They acclimate
slowly.
Yeah.
Into winter instead of this dramatic, oh my gosh, freezing. Yeah. Now it's 19 degrees.
Yeah. You take a Raphaelyptus in Texas, that's they get 5 degrees or 7 degrees. They rarely got below freezing up until then. It just dies.
Yeah.
But here,
it thrives.
They thrive.
We didn't think Indian hawthorn or Raphaelyptus would grow here because it was off the zone. But, I grew a couple of them. We introduced them. We put some of the downtown planters around the courthouse, and they thrived.
Yeah.
And went, wow, we just found a whole nother plant mix that is very diverse. There's a lot of varieties. You probably supply 4, 5, or 6 different varieties to us, and they all thrive and do well. Nice evergreen shrub, fragrant pink to white flowers, doesn't get too big. You know, it stays easily under control without any pruning or maintenance. It's a great plant.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're also going to be coming into bloom here real soon. So yeah,
they're heavily budded right now.
I was just looking at, you have a good selection of them now, and won't be long. They'll be blooming. Plant. So yeah.
So now Monrovia, tell us about that. So how many farms do you have, and how many acres or how many plants? Just folks that maybe aren't familiar with farming. Is this like a 10 acre thing, or is this like thousands of acres?
Well, it's 10 acres times.
Yeah, 10
times, times more, 10, more. 20, 30, yeah. we have 4 locations. All your plants come from our West Coast locations up in Oregon and then the Central Valley of California. So, and everything we, you know, Oregon, of course, we grow a lot of the conifers and stuff like that. And Visalia, we grow a lot of perennials, deciduous shrubs that are good for this area, acclimate well to this area.
Yeah.
And then we have a location in Georgia and up in Connecticut. So, but yeah, all your stuff comes here.
What grows in Connecticut? I mean, hydrangeas in Georgia, of course. So some of that southern mix.
But we're known for our rhododendrons.
Really?
Rhododendrons, hollies, grasses.
Okay, I can see
that. And they do a really good job in perennials for the summer too.
Yeah.
And they supply our kind of our northeast market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Skagit just went out of business, or they just sold their property.
Yeah.
That's a famous perennial grower.
Big shocker. Yeah.
Sure would be nice to have those perennials from the Monrovia, Connecticut, brought this way. Just fill the truck up, bring it this way.
You know,
we probably buy some.
We're fortunate though. We got a good selection out of Oregon.
True. So, that's true.
You know, not anything, not anything different that we would have.
Hydrangeas from Georgia. I would love to have those. Just bring those on over. I'd love to have that full, a big one. Just
we
kidding.
Need to look it up.
Just
right.
kidding.
But
just kidding.
You know, I was just in the Visalia forum last week. We had a sales meeting.
Yeah.
And our hydrangeas coming on. They're looking really good.
Yeah.
They're a really good crop coming on.
So are they going to bloom? They're always, I would like to have them bloom in April when the core customers come in. They're always blooming end of May, June, July, August.
Right.
Is there a way to speed them up? So they're more inspiring for mother. I'd love to have hydrangeas in full bloom for Mother's Day.
Right.
Can we pull that off?
Well, we would have to put them in a heated house a little bit sooner.
So that's the
only way to really do it. And they're outside and just with the weather, it's usually sometime in.
Even if I say,
sometimes it kind of happens a little mid-May.
Yeah.
They start blooming, but.
So what's your favorite plant? If you only had one, you're going to go on a desert island, you only take one plant with you, what would that one plant be? It could be anything, tree, shrub, perennial, annual, but only one. This is hard for a plant nerd.
It is, yeah. Wow, on a desert island. So, well, you need shade, so I'd probably want a fast-growing tree, right?
You've got plenty of palms around, so there's coconuts. Don't hurt yourself.
That's like that. What's your favorite song?
Yeah.
So it's what's my mood?
Yeah.
I had to drink? I don't know. It's
yeah.
But I would say my favorite plant goes with a season.
Oh, that's,
I just
that's
can't
good.
Say, I can't say there is a favorite plant.
Yeah.
You know, I was probably my favorite plant coming up when they're in bloom to see blooming is a wisteria to me. I just love seeing wisteria bloom.
Yeah.
You know, they have those long 6-inch panicles of dangling
flowers
that are fragrant.
Yeah.
And they're just a showstopper when they bloom.
Yeah.
You know, so that's. You know, favorite tree when they start blooming around here, I'd love to see the redbuds blooming.
That's true.
One of my favorites to see blooming.
And the new varieties coming out are so spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They get better every year.
Right. So I can't just give you a favorite. It's just, it kind of goes by the season.
Okay. Non-committal. So, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine would probably be for blooming. I mean, redbud's good. It's hardy, but crab apples have that.
Yeah.
Vivid color. Oh my gosh. We've got some magnolias here that are in full bloom. I mean, like crimson flower. Huge, big as your hand. This is spectacular. So perennials. I don't know. There's so many great ones.
Yeah. What do you go? Coneflower is probably one of my favorites.
I like euphorbias.
Yeah.
So the gopher plant to rainbow ascot to, I guess they're so easy and they're evergreen all the time.
Yeah.
Shrub, probably lilacs. love lilacs.
Yep.
So
see, fragrance. You can't come up with a favorite either. So.
We are out of time. 10 minutes like that. Wow, I appreciate that you being here. And thanks for making my staff better so we can share and impart that information you give to our staff to local gardeners. It means a lot.
I enjoy working with your staff.
Jim Roop with Monrovia Growers. We'll be right back right after this.